Welcome back to another episode of the Evil Dungeon Master Universe Podcast. I am your host, the Evil Dungeon Master Vince, and today is a new episode for the podcast. First, thanks to those that emailed in all the questions for the last episode. We'll do that again when I get a bunch of questions, so if you want to send in those questions, ask the Evil DM at theevildm.com. You can go to my website, theevildm.com, and use the contact form, which I had to fix, thanks to Gary, who wrote in and told me about the problem, so I appreciate that. So that's all fixed. Anyway, so on today's episode, facebook.com/theevildungeonmaster as well. You can save a message there. So, anyway, today, want to talk a little bit about some evil items, or an evil item. On page 141 of the Advanced Dungeons & Dragons Dungeon Master Guide, this is a item that can be used on any edition of Dungeons & Dragons. That's why I'm bringing it up. And it's an item that I have used in the past, because cursed items in 1E, or Advanced Dungeons & Dragons, we just usually call it that, generally don't have saving throws when it comes to using the actual item itself, when the player or character uses the item. So, you can get around that. But this one actually doesn't really have a magical spell save to it anyway. 141 in the DMG, Crystal Hypnosis Ball. This cursed item type is indistinguishable, I can't talk today, from a normal crystal ball, and it radiates magic, but not evil if detected for. So it kind of, lulls a user into a false sense of, hey, this is safe. Any magic user attempting to use this will become hypnotized, and a telepathic suggestion will be implanted in their mind. The user of this device will believe that the desired object was viewed, but actually he or she became partially under the influence of a powerful magic user, a lich, some other powerful being like a demon from another plane. Each further use will bring the crystal half-gazer more under the influence of the creature, either as a servant, a tool, or a possessed object. As the referee, you must decide whether to make this gradual or a sudden affair according to the surroundings and circumstances peculiar to finding of the crystal hypnosis ball and the characters locating it. So, this actual crystal ball, hypnosis ball, can be used to lure someone in and kind of change them and kind of make them into something that they're not. Think about, how the ring in Lord of the Rings was, and how it was a precious ring, and how it kept, the more you used it, it became more of a evil item that possessed you. So you can do this with a couple ideas that I thought about was, becoming a puppet master. You could use this ball to control a magic user within the party, as the magic user uses the ball more and more, and more influence, it starts to lure them in, and maybe even it talks to them in their mind, and says, hey, I have an idea, you can look something up, and maybe it actually shows them every time what they really want to know and want to see, until the point that it's just like, maybe that, this person in the party is really trying to get this crystal ball from you, maybe this person is jealous, it starts whispering little things into his ears. Magic user, and as the GM, you're kind of misleading this magic user into thinking that something is wrong, and maybe they see a way that they can take over the party, and the magic user slowly realizing something is wrong is all too far over the edge to actually control things. Now, obviously, a player has control over their character. In these circumstances, you would probably want to give them some type of resistance roll as they're falling deeper into this. You may also want to talk to the player on the side and be like, listen, you may notice this and this and that is happening to you, and you're wondering why. Well, the item is cursed, and every time you use it, the further you're going to fall into this ball's under his power. So I would suggest you continue playing along as you were. Me telling you this information, I'm telling you because I'm confident you as a player will play this out. and you won't metagame, so you won't stop using it. Because the more you use it, it's kind of one of those things that make you want to use it more and get more information. And every time you use it, it's bringing you darker into there. And you may turn against the party at one point, but we have to come up with an idea so they know that the ball is influencing you and you're not just becoming a dick or an evil person. So I would sit down with the player and definitely figure out a way to get this whole story arc over. Because it's actually a story arc, and it's a really great idea for a campaign. And this evil, we'll say it's a lich for now, is doing this and controlling the party because he wants the souls of the party members to help power whatever stupid item he wants to do of the day. And you are helping him do this. And the arc is to defeat the lich and save your friend. And there could be ways to figure it out, and you and your player could sit down and do this, and it'd be a fun time, you know, bonding experience, a nice fun story you can tell later on about how things worked. There's also, like, the another one I thought about, the hidden threat. It could serve as a conduit for introducing a powerful antagonist, like I said in the other one, like the Puppet Master. The magic user uses this crystal ball, and they get receiving visions and messages from a lich or a demon. And maybe this is premonitions of a big bad showing up in the world, and only the magic user is the one that can gets these visions, and no one knows why, and no one believes him, and they call him crazy because there's no actual evidence of any of this happening. But it is, because he's seeing it maybe like a premonition or something of maybe like a village falling, or, you know, a village before he getting to it is burned out on fire. And the magic user sees it because he uses the crystal ball, and at night he gets a dream or something. Or in the middle of looking through the crystal ball, boom, he gets zapped and he sees a village burning to the ground. But he tells the party, and they're like, well, there's no villages around here for miles. I don't know what you're talking about. And then later on, they're walking around and, you know, going from place to place, and they happen upon a village that's burned down, and boom, you have the magic user roll a, you know, maybe like a memory recall or something in your game. I use memory recall in my games all the time. And it hits them right. This is the village you saw in your vision. So what are you going to do about it? So now we could tell the party, listen, this is what I was telling you about. This is the village that I saw. Okay. Maybe you did see a vision of it. Maybe it was just a one-off. Maybe he will predict an assassination of maybe a town leader or something. And he's like, well, we have to get to this town. I don't know exactly where it is, but the mayor of the town is going to be assassinated by this individual that looks like this. And you're not sure where this town is, but you know it's going to happen. Maybe you reach that town later on and you see the guy that you had the vision of with the mustache and the, you know, the glasses or whatever description the DM gives you about that. So that's just kind of ways that you can use this crystal ball for good and for an interesting hidden threat going on. And like I said, most items that are cursed in AD&D never really had a lot of saving throws. Some of them do. But a lot of things like these don't have, and I thought it's an interesting little twisty little item to bring to your campaign, have an interesting story arc, and have a great time with it. Now, I kind of did this one time in my campaign, Palladium Fantasy, recently, and you can listen to that by going to rollhigherdie.com. It was in the very beginning phases. I did it with a dagger, and I made it so that the dagger was so precious to this player character that he would do anything to make sure that he can keep it. And anytime another player character asked about it, and he would be like, he would actually, what he would see was they'd be like, so what about that dagger? And he would see them going, you know, that dagger, I want that dagger from you. So he wound up playing it out perfectly. And I didn't really have to do much talking to him, running around, trying to get away from the party with this dagger. And it was kind of really an interesting roleplay, and I praised him for it and gave him extra experience points for it, because it was a good time. Everybody had a fun time trying to play, you know, capture him while we were in the middle of this dungeon cave after finding the dagger. So you could do something like that with the crystal ball. I mean, it's his precious crystal ball. and he doesn't want to give it up. So there's always doing something like that. And you don't always have to give a saving throw. I know a lot of people, you have to give a saving throw because you play your agency. No, you don't have to give a saving throw. That's the fun about these role-playing games, is that the hidden threat of cursed items can overtake you and make you do weird things for role-play. If it kills you, that's a different story. That's a little, yeah, that's not fair, you're right. But other than that, it should be a good time. Tell me what you think about this. Leave a comment below on YouTube, or send an email and tell me what you think about it, or on Facebook under the post, or on Twitter, or X, whatever you want to call it, under the when I post it up. Would you use items like this or not? I'd like to know. Tell me what you think. Other than that, I'm going to head out. Keep it original. Keep it old school. Good night, and God bless everybody.